Habits that drive achievement. Why systems of repetition matter more than self-control. Lasting achievement comes not from controlling every action through willpower, but from designing cues and environments that ensure important behaviors are repeated. This explains what the claim that habit formation takes 66 days really means, along with practical methods and principles for recovering after failure. A habit is a learned response that allows an action to begin easily, without separate deliberation, when a specific cue appears. The widely known figure of 66 days from habit formation research is the average amount of time it took to establish a new habit. To achieve a goal, it is more realistic to consistently repeat one behavior that has a major impact on the outcome than to control every aspect of your life perfectly. Rather than relying solely on willpower, define a time, place, or preceding action as a cue, then arrange the necessary tools in advance. What matters more than missing one day is not abandoning the behavior entirely and restoring the existing cue and repetition at the next opportunity. Achievement is not sustained by a single burst of intense action. Goals that require repetition, such as exercise, studying, saving, and writing, depend heavily on how often you can repeat the actions that matter. What is needed is not perfect self-discipline that restrains you at every moment, but a habit system that allows actions to begin naturally. What is a habit? A habit is a learned response in which, after repeatedly performing an action in the same situation, the action begins relatively automatically when a particular cue appears. Here, automatic does not mean that the action is performed without any awareness. Rather, it means that starting the action has become easier without having to reconsider the goal or make a lengthy resolution each time. A habit can generally be explained using the following structure. Cue, a situation that prompts the action, such as a time, place, preceding action, or nearby object action. A specific behavior that can actually be repeated outcome. An experience that reinforces repetition, such as satisfaction, confirmation of progress, or reduced discomfort repetition. The process of strengthening the connection between similar cues and actions, for example, I should get healthier, is a goal, but it is too vague to put into practice as a habit. On weekday evenings, immediately after putting away the dishes, I put on my sneakers and walk for 10 minutes, is easier to repeat because the cue and action are specific. Why success does not require perfect self-control. Self-control is important, but managing every action through willpower at all times is costly. This is because you must decide what to do and negotiate with temptation every time. Habits reduce this burden by turning some repeated choices into stable behaviors. The key is not to do everything well, but to identify the actions that have a major impact on the goal. For exam preparation, sitting at a desk every day and solving the first problem should take priority. For a financial goal, it could be an automatic transfer on payday. For writing, it could be spending 15 minutes drafting before starting work. Actions directly connected to results come first. However, habits alone cannot explain every success. Achievement is also influenced by knowledge and skills, resources, health, social support, opportunities, institutional conditions, and chance. Habits are not a formula that guarantees success, but a means of making the behaviors within your control more reproducible. What it takes 66 days to form a habit really means the widely cited figure of 66 days does not mean that everyone can fully establish any habit in exactly 66 days. The relevant study observed how long it took to form a new habit. The average time required to form a new habit was 66 days. Differences between individuals and behaviors were very large. The specific range of time should be verified in the original study. Therefore, 21, 30, or 66 days should not be used as a deadline that applies to every habit. Research finding correct interpretation to avoid average of 66 days. It took about this long on average to form a new habit. Everyone can fully establish a habit in 66 days, specific range of time, must be verified in the original study once enough time has passed. The behavior will continue permanently. Automaticity increases rapidly early in repetition. Consistent repetition is especially important at the beginning. Missing even one day means You must start over impact of omissions. The specific impact should be verified in the original study. Even repeated interruptions have no impact, rather than judging a habit solely by the number of consecutive days on a calendar. It is more accurate to observe how easily the action begins in the same situation, whether there is less internal negotiation before starting, and whether the friction involved in preparation has decreased. How to turn one important action into a habit one? Choose a repeatable action, not an outcome. Increase productivity is an outcome. While write the first paragraph of the most important document at 9 a.m. is an action. Choose an action that is within your control and whose completion can be clearly verified. A good starting action has three conditions. It can begin small, taking about 5 to 15 minutes. Whether it was performed can be recorded as yes or no. Repeating it makes a meaningful contribution to the desired outcome. 2. Attach it to a stable cue. If using clock time alone as a cue is difficult, connect the new action to something you already do every day. Existing actions can serve as starting points for new ones, such as after breakfast, I check my medication, or after turning on my work computer, I write down one task. An implementation plan becomes clear when written as the following sentence. When the cue occurs, I will perform the specific action at the location. 3. Lower the threshold for starting. If you demand the final target amount from the beginning, you may stop before the connection between the action and cue has formed. First, stabilize a minimum action that is difficult to fail at, such as put on workout clothes and walk for 10 minutes, rather than exercise for an hour every day. Once the action begins naturally, gradually increase the time or intensity. 4. Reduce friction for good behaviors. Adjust the environment before relying on willpower. Put the necessary tools and materials in a visible place the day before. Open the app, document, or exercise space needed to begin in advance. Turn off distracting notifications and move attention-grabbing objects farther away. Avoid scheduling other commitments at the designated time. Conversely, add friction to behaviors you want to reduce. You can disable automatic login, keep snacks and your phone out of reach, or set a waiting period before making purchases. 5. Measure performance and automaticity. Separately, a checklist shows whether the action was repeated, but it does not reveal the strength of the habit. Once a week, review the following items together. Measurement, review question completion rate of the planned opportunities. How many times did I actually perform the action? Friction at the start, how long did I hesitate before starting? Cue stability, did I perform the action at a similar time, place, and situation? Automaticity, when I encountered the cue, did the action come to mind naturally? Contribution to the goal, is this action actually improving the desired outcome? If the completion rate is high, but the outcome is not improving, do not conclude that the problem is a lack of willpower. Reconsider whether the action itself is connected to the goal. Recovery rules that keep a missed day from becoming a failure, missing once, is common during the process of forming a habit. The problem is expanding that omission into a self-assessment, such as, I have never been consistent, and abandoning the entire pattern of repetition. You can establish recovery rules, such as the following in advance. Record the cause of the omission in terms of situational changes, rather than a lack of willpower. Restart with the minimum action at the next scheduled cue. If the same cause repeatedly leads to omissions, adjust the time, place, or amount of action. Do not increase the burden of the next attempt by making up all the missed work at once. If you could not exercise at the scheduled time, it is more sustainable to restore the connection by walking for 10 minutes at the original cue the next day than to force yourself to exercise for an hour late at night. The environment and context overlooked by advice that emphasizes willpower alone habits are tied not only to an individual's personality, but also to the environment in which the behavior occurs. When existing cues disappear because of a workplace change, moving, childcare schedules, illness, or travel, even stable behaviors can weaken. This may be the result of a disrupted connection between cue and action, rather than a failure of character or resolve. Environmental change is both a risk and an opportunity for redesign. In a new home or workplace, existing disruptive cues are also weakened, allowing you to redefine the following. What anchor action will inevitably recur in the new environment? Where will the necessary tools be placed? What alternative queue will be used when the existing time slot is unavailable? What is the minimum version to perform on days when you are tired or your schedule is disrupted? This perspective addresses the actual problem more accurately than advice such as, "Do not compromise with yourself." Instead of blaming yourself, you can modify the conditions that make the behavior easier. How habits and self-identity are connected, repeated actions also affect how you see yourself. Repeatedly studying at a set time can reinforce the perception that I am someone who studies. However, defining your identity too rigidly can cause a single omission to lead to self-denial. It is better to use identity as a statement that confirms direction rather than as a means of pressure. I am someone who starts again at the next opportunity even after stopping is more realistic than I am someone who never misses. The strength of a habit lies not in a perfect, unbroken record, but in the repeatable ability to return. Habit system checklist before starting a new habit, answer the following questions. Does this action directly contribute to the desired outcome? Can the beginning and end of the action be observed? Is there a recurring time, place, or preceding action? Is there a minimum version that can be performed even on difficult days? Are the necessary tools prepared in advance? Has the environment been adjusted to reduce distractions? Is the next opportunity to return defined in case the action is missed? Is there a date set to review the action's effectiveness after a certain period? A habit that produces achievement is not a ritual for proving strong willpower every day. It is closer to an operating system that selects an important action, connects it to a stable cue, lowers the barrier to starting, and enables recovery after interruption. The key is to use self-control to begin and adjust the system while allowing the environment and repetition to handle daily execution as much as possible.